Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and joining us right now is the Senior Director of Communications for the Better Business Bureau of the Heart of Texas, which includes Tarrant County and Fort Worth, plus Bryan College Station, Austin, Waco, San Antonio on the Permian Basin, Mr. Jason Mazza. How you doing, Jason?
Hey, good. Glad to be here as always.
Always glad to hear from you, and especially going into the summer. Summer officially kicked off on the calendar a couple of days ago, but at the same time, everybody's always interested in like, okay, there's things that happen in the summertime, and sometimes they need to get the word from the Better Business Bureau, is this stuff real? So I'm glad you can join us. And I think you told me about one of the biggest quote unquote scams or things that people need to be aware of are summertime event tickets or concert ticket frauds. Can you elaborate about that a little bit? Because there's a lot of people going to festivals or checking out concerts this summer.
Yeah. And so the cyber criminals are doing the same thing. They're keeping their pulse on what's happening, what's hot, especially in the DFW Metroplex. So every time there's an event with sold out tickets, pre-sale tickets, there's an opportunity for someone to come in, create a phony website, try to collect payment from you, run off with your money, and then sell you a dupe ticket, maybe a duplicated ticket, one that looks pretty real, but you buy it from somebody who you don't know and you transfer money and it's pretty much out the door. So we see this a lot in the summer, spring and summer months, sporting events, concerts, sold out things, even pop-up festivals. I mean, they look like it's a great festival. You buy tickets. It's never really material. It's a phony festival.
Wow.
And a lot of folks report that to the BBB saying, what can I do? And in this case, we say, well, how did you transfer money? Did it go out the door with peer-to-peer payment like a Cash App or a Zelle or Venmo? Then it's probably gone. But if you use credit card, you put your hold on your credit card, get a freeze, get it charged back. There's a little more protection if you use a credit card.
Yeah. And let me add on to that. Try not to use your debit card because that's also a nightmare. If it's on the credit card, you might be all right. But the debit card, it could be some problems as far as trying to stop it and then having to rechange all your stuff and holds on your debit card. That could be a greater nightmare as well.
That is correct. You might speak from experience on that because that debit card is a one-way ticket to your checking account. Ooh. So it's directly tied to your bank. And it's hard. Arguably, it's an uphill battle to prove that fraud existed to your bank. It's a lot of back and forth. But the credit card, as you mentioned, it's a third-party merchant. It's in their best interest. You're using their money first. So if they find fraud, if you suspect fraud, they're quick to mark that and to hopefully get you moving down that path quicker.
On a side note, speaking of a debit card, I got to mention this for people who are checking into hotels and you use your debit card to hold the room. be aware you're tying up that money on your checking account, on your bank account, even for maybe a couple of days after you check out of that room, right?
Correct, correct. You're on the hook for that. So, I mean, we're talking hotels, gas, when you purchase gas. I mean, there's things that, they're going to have holds. And if you don't have money, you could be facing some overdraft charges.
Back to the concerts, festivals, or summertime events that, people may fraudulently come up with. So you mentioned some of the ones that aren't even real. Is this something like the hackers, the cyber hackers, they've generated, like with the use of AI, a whole fake concert or festival with lineups that aren't even real? Is that what's going on?
That's 110%. We've seen it here in East Texas, South Texas, where it's a great event. It's a festival. It might be a fair, might be a concert. Mm-hmm. And as quick as you are to take the bait, if you will, to sign up for a ticket, even a booth, like a sponsor, when to jump in. People that want to participate as a business owner, they get duped as well. So it could take a day before the platforms catch it, or maybe even a couple of weeks. By that time, they've made off with thousands. So by that time, also, it's hard to walk backwards and get that money back. So quadruple check that the event is real. Ask others, get referrals. Mm-hmm. Just don't take that first knock at the door, per se, if you see something online.
Exactly. Double check all those things before you actually use your money. And we're talking about money. We're talking about the safest thing is a legit credit card, not a debit card. Stay away from using a Cash App or a Venmo, because literally it's gone. If it's your credit card, you can call the credit card and say, hey, stop the payment on this, or this isn't real. And they will do that immediately, right?
Yeah, they're very quick to that. And same thing with the peer-to-peer payment systems. Those are for friends and family only. You're talking Cash App, Venmo, Zelle. Unless you've met that person in person or there's someone you know closely, that's a very convenient way to transfer money. But for people you don't know, people that you're doing business with that you've never met in person, best not to use those.
I just thought of another level. Check out this level, and you just walk us through it too. Sometimes people get the legitimate concert tickets. They get the event ticket, but then they need parking somewhere. And that's where they can get scammed as well, because sometimes the people say, hey, I can get you a couple of parking spots at this lot close to the site. Can you walk us down that scam as well?
Yeah, Chris, it's a nightmare when you got to deal with the wraparound things on top of that. So yes, parking is a big deal, and it gets pricey. Mm-hmm. So everybody wants a bargain. I want a bargain. We all want a bargain. So you see something where somebody's saying, come down and park on our lot, pay us whatever, cash or the option. And then you get duped one way. It's a basic criminal, but you can report that pretty easy because it's somebody on site. Now, here's the option that we see a lot as well. It's the QR code parking option. And you simply scan the code when you park your car. You pay what you think is a legit vendor or the online payment portal, but instead it's not. It's somebody that simply posted their own QR code on top of the real code.
Oh my God,
get towed. And you get towed. So on top of the money you just paid for parking, you now got to pay additional money to go get your money out of a tow lot. The tow guys don't want to take liability because they simply say, somebody put a QR sticker on top of ours. We're not liable. So you really got to triple check these things before you enter a QR code, which are great. They're convenient. We loved them during COVID. But now people are, it's crazy.
You know what? I want you to say that once again, because I mean, I think a lot of people just assume, okay, this is the city of whatever, and this is their parking meter, or this is their parking lot. And as you mentioned, you better feel the sign and make sure that QR code is not some sticker placed on the original one. That's nuts, but that's amazing.
It's happening. It's happening in light speed. And we've seen so many scams reported to the BBB saying, listen, I got duped because I paid for parking downtown, or I went to an event and it was a quick QR code scan. We don't know where those QR codes go to, honestly. Right. It could be a masked website. They could say whatever they want. Say, this is your parking meter. This is it. Pay for it. 2 hours later, you show up, your car's gone because you paid not the parking attendant. You paid somebody else, a scammer.
Absolutely amazing. This is the day and age of modern technology and using your phone for just about everything and not even having to use cash. With that being said, let's go down the non-cash factor. Better Business Bureau works with a lot of small businesses. These days, how many small businesses actually still use transactions with cash? And can you talk about how that has evolved over the last year, at least year two?
It's amazing. You know well that 98% of business in Texas is considered small business. So a lot of people are doing their own businesses. They start up, they're entrepreneurs, they got great ideas, and we love it. We embrace that. However, yes, there's a lot of transactions moving back and forth that aren't cash-based. And it's convenient. We love it. But on the flip side of it, if you don't have any contract, any receipt, anything to prove that you made a transaction, that handshake, if you will, that you bought something, you made a purchase for a service, then you might be uphill. So same thing with the business owners. You need to make sure that you are guaranteeing everything in writing, because even if it's down to a text message, Chris, we can at least go to the business owner, the consumer, say, yes, there's an agreement right there. It was on a text message. But otherwise, you're simply moving money back and forth between, you know, banks and merchants, and it's hard to tell what's real and what's not and how much you're getting. So contracts go a long way, especially in this day and age. We need them.
Especially in this day and age. And speaking of summertime events, there's a lot of people who get married. And when they're getting married or even planning for a wedding, sometimes they run into organizations that aren't real. We're talking about possible scammers that are like fake wedding planners, fake websites for caterers, dresses. Can you go through the litany and list of how, if you're planning a wedding, and for a lot of women, it's very, very stressful for guys too, but especially a lot of women, because that's one of the biggest days of their life. That's what they've dreamed of since they were little girls. Can you talk about navigating the scammers in weddings?
Sure. Normally I don't, but during the summer months, it swells. This type of fraud is, you know, we see bridezillas, unfortunately, they are mad because they got into an agreement of sort to buy, you know, purchase flowers, even buy their dress online or hire a DJ. And in the end, it was a fake. It was a phony fraud. They made their money. And on the big day or day of, they kind of get cold called. There's no communication. And so they end up in our office making a complaint on a legit business sometimes. And the business owner is caught off guard saying, listen, I don't have any agreement. I don't know who you were dealing with, but it's not me. They were imposters. They were posers. People will create what looks like the real thing. And it is the real deal. It could be for any business, by the way, Chris. It could be anything. Flowers. It could be anything.
Food.
And food, catering. The real business gets duped themselves. They get hijacked. And a copycat is online mimicking them, collecting payments, making agreements. And in the end, they get dinged as well with complaints saying, hey, we made an agreement for my wedding and it's not happening. And in the end, both the consumer and the business are duped from a middleman that really is just taking money.
Let's talk about the fallout or the blowback for businesses in particular, because, you know, that gives them a bad reputation, especially if it happened over and over again. What are some of the things as a business, you know, handling various parts of a wedding or a reception, how they can protect themselves?
Man, you know, Warren Buffett said it best. He said it could take 20 years to build a good reputation for a business, but it could take 5 minutes to take it down or ruin it. And the digital age, that moves times 30. So you get a bad rap online, it'll tank your business. So yes,
don't let it go on the neighborhood app or Reddit.
Yeah, exactly. It spreads like wildfire. We see this too many times, and BBB's in this arena where we, you know, help businesses elevate their digital reputation. Are you looking good? Ratings, complaints, feedback, positive, negative. So yes, pay attention to all this feedback and harness it. If it's bad, respond. If it's not, then, you know, still respond. If it's good, embrace it and say thank you for the feedback. But always respond, because it's showing the next person what kind of experience they might have with your business if they see it online.
Are you basically saying do not ignore it?
Right. Don't let it fester. And there's about 70, 80, 90 review sites out there. Everybody's in the reviews business.
Oh yeah, 5 stars.
Yes, everybody's doing reviews now, but I mean, you got to maintain your finger on the pulse of all of them. But I would say with a few select ones, you know, I'm going to mention BBB being one of the gold standards since 1912. We're still doing it. We're still in the business. So make sure you are paying attention to what people are saying about you online.
It's so amazing that you mentioned that everybody is asking for reviews. And I say this because I think it's a helpful tool. I think they're trying to be efficient. They're trying to be as best they can be. I'm talking about various businesses, small and large. It's even at like grocery stores. You're doing the self checkout. And after your transaction, they'd like a review right there on the screen. How do we do? Did you enjoy it? I mean, it's everywhere. Is that the model nowadays for sure in the last few years to make sure you get feedback, or at least the company or the business gets feedback so they can kind of try to be better?
Yeah. And technology is is unfortunately moving so fast, Chris, that it's they're trying to get feedback from every angle. If you had a bad experience, they want to hear about it, which is good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're getting bombarded with surveys and all kinds of things online. We get emails days later from a purchase you made a week ago. So the feedback loop is there. I mean, we want to encourage marketers to, yes, ask for the feedback. For the consumer, you can get bombarded with trying to answer all this feedback. But just know, if you really want to help a small business, then take the time, 5-10 minutes, to make that feedback, answer the survey, the email, whatever bounces back, and help that business along. It will help them.
Jason Mesa, we're talking to Jason Mesa. He's the Senior Director of Communications and Member Relations with the Better Business Bureau, serving the heart of Texas. And Jason, this might be out of your realm, but you probably hear about it, or you probably have experienced it yourself on these, like you said, these bounce backs, these surveys or whatever else. I just look at the algorithms. It's like you look up, let's say you bought a wallet. Next thing you know, you're getting ads for wallets everywhere you go online. I mean, do people even come back to you on that kind of thing? Or is there something that people can do about that you might know of? Again, I'm just asking off the top of my head. I'm not assuming that you know.
Yeah, what I can tell you is that, yes, you said the magic A word. It's algorithms. It's all being festered at big data is so big behind the screen. There's so much information living in the dark web. There's so many profiles being created with you that you don't know about and you'll never know about. So good marketers use information to help their businesses and help the agencies along. Bad marketers, we call them, the bad actors. They're the ones harnessing the bad stuff. They're collecting all this sensitive data, your credit card numbers, your date of birth, and they're trying to make these profiles against you. So I would say if you go and sign up for that free car at the mall, it looks good, but turn the back over and see who they're selling information to, because your information will go 30 different directions, and some good and some not so good. And you need to ask, you need to double check, how are you going to use my information? Why do you need this? And how will you destroy it once it's done? Because data protection, data theft, data, it's just a big deal.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nowadays, ID theft happens so many times, and it takes 3 or 4 years to clean up once the mess, once you've been involved in a data breach.
Exactly. Personal data is a currency nowadays. And what do they used to say? If you're not buying the product, you are the product.
That's right. I'm telling our younger consumers to, you know, there's the money in the wallet is not as impactful as your personal information, meaning I'd rather you lose $20 cash rather than your personal information, because that could be a lot more damaging to you in the end.
I want to know if you think younger consumers under the age of maybe 25 or so are just as vulnerable as senior consumers who are over the age of 65 for scam artists. And I'm asking this because you would think most people under the age of 25 are more tech savvy, but I think they're also either don't care enough or trusting enough, or they run through different passwords and they don't care. I'm just trying to figure out if they're targets just as much as seniors, because we know seniors are getting targeted left and right.
Yeah, you're not far off on that. Our seniors, they're getting savvy too. Our seniors have been there, done that. They kind of sniff out a bad deal, or they're very skeptical, and that's good.
Yeah,
it's a healthy dose of skepticism. It goes a long way, as we say. You know, just that does it pass the gut test? And yeah, our younger consumers are quick to swipe left, quick to swipe, and they don't really know the impact of their data going with all these apps running in the background, harvesting information from them. So it's important for our younger guys and gals to listen. What are you downloading? Do you know the privacy policy? Have you shut off all the background information running on these apps that might be collecting big information from you? And some of it's good, like you mentioned. Some of it might be tailoring a purchase your direction that you might buy. Other may be stealing from you or ending up trying to create profiles in your name, fake profiles that are purchasing stuff in your name, opening up credit accounts in your name, maybe visiting a doctor in your name, trying to like another you that lives online. So yeah, if you're young, any age is vulnerable. Just know the technology is working against us nowadays. We got to stay one step ahead and do some homework here.
I give you an example. My teenage daughter, a few years ago, someone stole her identity in New York City. We had no idea until the IRS said, is your daughter, has she moved to New York City? We had to go through all of that. And actually, the IRS created an identity PIN for her to make sure that that person in New York City couldn't get away with stuff. And I was like, oh, my God. And it's all because, like I said, people under the age of 25, I don't think they pay attention enough or are as skeptical, as you mentioned, as seniors who are like, nah, I'm not going to click that button and that link turns it. Oh, I don't care. You know, I'm not using that, or I'm not going to use that card anymore or whatever. That stuff is real.
Correct. Yeah, this happens with that IP. You mentioned the IP pin, the identity protection pin the IRS does. And that's just an extra layer of protection. I get it. You get tripped up with having to change your password every 90 days or having to do the dual factor authentication, having to bounce codes off your phone. I get it. It stops you, slows you down, but it's meant to protect you. It's meant to ensure that a third person's not in the mix trying to act like you are trying to pull information from your direction. So yes, pay attention to those extra dual factor, triple factor authentication methods that are built to hopefully protect us.
Okay. So Jason, you done opened up let me down a rabbit hole. I gotta sit on your psychiatrist's couch for a minute. I'm not complaining, but I gotta tell you something that happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I kid you not.
Sure.
So I've been with the same phone provider for years, right? And then I got an opportunity to bundle my home to get fiber with a new phone service. I'm going to leave the names out. And they say, okay, you also can get an upgrade, a free upgrade on, you know, your type of phone. And I'm like, well, I'm good, because I don't want to have to, you know, I really don't want to lose like my text messages and things like that. So, oh, no worries. And by the way, when they transferred everything to the newer phone, they were correct. They transferred everything. But Jason, this is where I'm sitting on your psychiatrist's couch, and I'm telling all the listeners right now, be ready for this. Because of the extra security and almost all of my apps have two-step verification now, it took me hours to reopen my apps. I had all my data, but oh, Lord, I had to make sure you're sitting in front of your desk or a laptop where you can verify yourself on your Gmail or your however you do your two-step, and you're ting on your phone. I mean, it was like, it was, don't get me wrong, I'm glad for the security, but oh my God, everybody, every email I was getting was like, is this really you? If it's you, don't worry. If it's not you, somebody's, I'm like, oh my God, but it took hours.
Exactly. We see that at the store so many times. They're sitting there waiting for their data to port over to a new device. I mean, you know, we live on our devices, Chris. Mm-hmm. It's just plain and simple. We live on our devices. So your whole life is there. Yes, ours. My wife gets mad at me for having her migrate passwords every 90 days. It's just a good habit. It's just, You got to kick the ball further down the road for a scammer not to guess your password.
Exactly.
You're using street names, you're using birthdays, they're going to guess it within a couple days or years. For these dual factor authentication methods, it gets hairy, it gets funny. But again, it's all there in good spirit. It's there to protect you. Yeah. So just take that with a grain of salt, if you will.
Exactly. And by the way, it's always good to have, if not an app, and I have an app, a password app. All it does is keep my passwords, because I don't have the same password for every single app. I always try to either update them or you're required to update them with your job or whatever, using certain things with your job. But at the same time, I'm like, I want to print out this as well, because what if I forget the password on the password app? I mean, I was like, oh my God, I got to do all this. But like you said, it's worth it, especially these days when literally there's a lot. Here's the other thing that got me. And like I said, I'm sitting on your psychiatrist's couch, Jason, so bear with me.
Go ahead.
Okay. A lot of my two-step verification, well, first of all, a lot of my apps, I open them with biometrics, either my thumbprint or I look at the phone. And you know what I mean? It's like, okay, all that data has to be reconfirmed. And so again, just get ready. If you switch phone services, which is fine, and they said, we're going to transfer all your stuff, that's fine. But be ready to wrap your mind around, let's change and let me verify all of my stuff. And it might take a little while. So don't be rushing out of the phone store and say, oh, I'm good to go, I got my new phone. No. Get ready to sit down and make sure that you're safe.
That's right. You're not done yet. Cybersecurity is big business. You can buy, like you mentioned, password protection apps, some free, others have a cost. There's many protection out there. There's ID protection. There's so many things out there for you. Treat each with caution. I would say do some research, do some background, check the profiles and reputation of some of these services, quote unquote, that are trying to sell you or upsell you or upgrade you into staying safe cyber-wise. But yeah, just get ready, because the next revolution, the AI revolution, is here, and unfortunately, it's moving so fast that it might catch a lot of folks off guard.
Exactly. Be aware. On that same tip, we were talking about seniors versus Gen Z and younger. I think seniors are really protective of their credit score because they have lived through it, where you can get things done if you have a very high credit score. You want to protect it. You don't want to be late on payments. Gen Z, it seems like they might not as care as much. If you're a small business or even a larger business, how can you trust the fact that you want to either get a credit card for somebody in Gen Z or trust somebody who has a lower credit score because maybe they got hacked or in their past when they were in their early 20s, getting out of college, they didn't care about it as much, and then they're still trying to get a house or get that car loan. Can you talk about the importance of a credit score and some of the things maybe you have seen on both sides, whether it's the consumer or whether it's the business trying to work around a credit score?
Yeah, a lot of small businesses are in our net. We see them a lot. We're boots on the ground, and we talk to a lot of businesses, and they have to make this call multiple times a day. They have to say, am I going to get into a business relationship with this person, this buyer, this purchaser, consumer, that, you know, has had some mistakes in the past, has, you know, battled some credit issues, but yet they're still willing to go out on a limb and make a purchase. And yes, we're going to have to extend credit their way. Yeah, our senior savvy consumers, we love to call them, they've been there, done that. They've crossed that hurdle before. Our younger people have not just yet. So they're trying to build a profile of themselves. They're trying to prove to a potential lender, saying, listen, I'm trustworthy, I've had some setbacks, but can we start something? I need a chance. And I think that's the big word there, is taking a chance on somebody at this point. In today's economy, it's getting tough, it's getting tougher arguably. So can we trust people with a lending the money as a commercial loan. Mm-hmm. It's a gig economy. We all need startup capital. We all need money to move us forward. So yeah, for business owners, consider other things besides a credit profile or a number that sits on somebody's head.
I like the way you put that. Look more, take a deeper dive past just the credit score. Do you think they'll ever lower the credit score, or different businesses or major corporations might accept lower credit scores? Since, like I said, I hate to pinpoint Generation Z, but I think they're the ones that don't really realize how big that factor is. You think they might start lowering it so that people can get deals done?
Yeah, it's hard to say where that would go from this point, but I love to think of the fact that, yes, I like to pick up the phone and call somebody or go directly to a business saying, listen, I have an issue or I need a loan, rather than talk to a chatbot, which is kind of mechanical.
Yeah.
And you're dealing with something that's a computer-based algorithm program. But when you can pick up the phone to a local Metroplex business saying, hey, I need help or I need this, that I think speaks more volumes, where you can get to a decision maker pretty quickly.
I like that. Person to person is always better than just online. Online is more efficient, but guess what? Person to person can sometimes solve the problem in ways that you didn't think you could get it done online. Speaking of solving problems, summertime, a lot of people try to, you know, home improvement. They either want to do some landscaping, or maybe they want to fix the roof, or maybe they just want to add a room or rearrange a room. Take out the carpet and put in some flooring. Tell us about some of the things that property owners need to watch out for when they're trying to make home improvements, those home improvement fraud skeptical things out there.
It's that time of year, I think, where people consider adding a porch or adding on a room or something. But also, we saw a lot of storms, just like we do every year in this area. So people are still trying to repair or, you know, patch up a leak. And you see you see what looks like a trustworthy contractor roll up, knock at the door, or offer something great. Unfortunately, many people end up in the BBB's complaint area saying we got duped because we took the bait. We offered money for a deposit to get on somebody's schedule. They never showed up. They promised everything but never came or delivered, or they got shoddy work done. So yes, that's the number one of the top scams and complaint areas, high volume that we see with the Better Business Bureau. People just, they sign on to with a contractor thinking it's going to be great. And in the end, it's just a breakdown of communication. Materials weren't great, but kitchens and bathrooms we walk into every day. We got to see them every day, and those are the high spots. So yeah, it's tough. Who are you going to trust? Have you done some homework on who you got in your house making remodeling? And honestly, if you're not doing the homework, you could end up on the bad end of a deal.
You mentioned the homework, and this takes us full circle to what you were talking about a little earlier. Check out the reviews. You really should. You know, you want to make sure that, and read the words. In other words, you don't want to just quickly, you know, instant gratification. Oh, this builder, they've got a nice little deal, or this, you know, they can take care of the roof. That's why a lot of these companies, small businesses especially, they really want to make sure that the reviews are accurate, or make sure that people do check out the posts. And no matter what the business is, hey, and that's why they might say after they've done a great job, can you give us a review on Google or whatever it is, right?
That's right. I mean, we see a lot of contractors that really live off the reviews. So they'll try their best to get you to review there, and especially with these high dollar remodeling jobs. And, you know, how do you find a trustworthy contractor? Well, you do the homework. We say start with your insurance company. If you believe you got damaged properties, start with the adjuster. They're going to take pictures. They're going to see what they see. And then you bring in three or four bids on contractors. When you're ready, select the one, do a full contract, no blanks in the contract, because they could fill them in later. But also don't sign over that insurance deductible. Don't waive the insurance deductible to a contractor. That is illegal in the state for a contractor to say, I've got the insurance, I'll take care of it. Don't do that. You work the deductible and then cut them checks. We say thirds. We like rule of thirds. A third of the money up front is a deposit for good faith. The second third, when they show up with materials and people in hand. The third third, when they're done, the project is complete.
Excellent tip. I love that. One, two, three, thirds, thirds, thirds. Hey, Jason, can you also talk about, since it's summertime, and you mentioned this is a gig economy, employment scams. I think you've got the alert for the biggest fake scams out there for people who are looking for jobs. Can you talk about that and break it down?
Unfortunately, yeah, we see a lot of people, and you want to put your best foot forward. If people that are applying for work, they try their best to impress a future employer. They reveal a lot of sensitive data sometimes. I mean, it might be social security numbers. You might think you're in a portal already. You offer information. You got your address, your date of birth. And a lot of these work from home opportunities, they look and sound and feel real. People will do work for 30 days, moving packages, reshipping things, doing some online stuff. And then in the end, they never get paid. That's one scenario we run into with work from home scams. The other scenario is you get a check in the mail. The check looks pretty good. And it says, cash this check, go buy your computer, go buy everything you need to start the work that we've got for you. Oh, and send us the amount that you don't use. Could be a couple thousand, could be a couple hundred. You do that. And then within a week's time, that check bounces. The initial check was never good to begin with. And you're out the money. You've got computer and stuff for a job that doesn't exist. And now they've got, again, that one-way, you know, fishing line to your bank account. So it gets really crazy with these checks that are still out there floating around and jobs that really don't exist.
You know what? People don't even think about that. Like you said, the work-at-home scam. People don't even know until they get caught up into something like that. And are there any solutions? You mentioned, like, be aware ahead of time. Are there any solutions for people who get caught up in that other than to call the Better Business Bureau?
Well, yeah, let us know. Don't feel ashamed. We need every report. We survive on consumer feedback. If we don't get it, it's hard for us to walk up. We have a seat at that table with the Attorney General's office and law enforcement, FTC, saying this is what we see. Let's move forward and help you guys prosecute. So if we don't get the data, that's step one. You need to report what you see. Tell us what you see. But step two, start on the first part. I mean, is it really real? Does it sound like something that could be a scam? Do the homework ahead of time. Find out who that person you're talking to really is. The recruiter, as they say, quote unquote.
Yeah.
They're posing as recruiters. They're posing as the job contacts. Do that homework. Pick up the phone and call and say, are you really this person offering the work? You know, is this company real? And you don't have to pay up front for a credit pull or for a background check. That's something a legit business would not ask you to do, to pay money of any kind up front to start the work.
Jason, I don't know if this is in your area as well. I think we talked about this a couple of years ago. Porch pirates.
Yeah.
People getting their stuff stolen, and you might have the security camera out there. You might not. Can you talk about how that might happen to not just people on their residences, but maybe you have a small business and that stuff happens?
All the time. Porch pirates, this isn't going away. As much as we do, as much commerce as we do online and as much stuff we're ordering, we got stuff dropped all day long.
Yeah.
And yeah, you've got local police, you've got local law enforcement tailing suspects that are casing neighborhoods and businesses. But I'm telling people to play defense. I'm telling them to, on the front end, expect you're going to be dealing with a porch pirate at some point in the future, not if, but when. And you deliver those to secure locations. You're having people look for them. You're talking to neighbors who are home. You've got people that are, you know, attendants or secretaries that can watch for these things. Because, yeah, as soon as it drops, it might be gone from somebody following these delivery trucks that are just picking it up. By the time you get ready to pick up the package, it's long gone. So on the front end, again, anticipate. They have lockers now. They've got ship to store. I like ship to store because they'll hold it at the store where I go to a local store for that convenience. And then in the end, yeah, talk to your delivery drivers or your delivery companies. You can set up preferences like hold my packages, I'm on vacation, or request a signature upon delivery only for somebody that will sign for this package before you release. Little things like that that you can do on the front flip side of it.
Dude, you are a wealth of information. I like all of those options. Again, we're not talking about, you know, some kind of Uber Eats order. We're talking about, let's say you got something expensive coming to your residence or to your business. You've got to be, like you said, you got to be going offense. You got to play some defense. You got to say, wait a minute, let me plan this out ahead of time. You know, I'm only going to accept your signature. I like the fact that have it sent to the store that's closest near to you. That way it's not just sitting on your porch.
And lockers. We like these lockers.
Yeah, the lockers, man, at the post office, wherever they have the lockers, just find out where they are and you go to those lockers instead of it sitting on your porch for anybody to walk by and say, it's still out there.
Exactly. I've seen so many options. There's boxes piled up sometimes like, wow, okay. So yeah, do the homework before ahead of time. That way you know you get that. It's not if, but when a porch pipe will be in your neighborhood, unfortunately.
Is there anything we missed for this summer in particular? Because we've covered a lot of ground, but I didn't want to leave anything out. And Jason, And, you know, we're going to tell everybody how they can get hold of you too, but is there anything that you wanted to make sure we mentioned?
I think the bottom line is trust. I mean, yeah. We've got a lot of trust on our apps, our phones. We've got a lot of trust in people. We've got trust in technology. But when that trust breaks down, that's when agencies like a BBB, like an FTC, FBI, those people get involved. Mm-hmm. But it might be too late at that point. In other words, you might not get money back. You might not get.
It may take a while too.
It might take years.
Yeah.
So before you even get there, just know what I'm telling you today is play the game ahead of time. Know that there might be some bad actors, cyber criminals in the mix somewhere. Safeguard every data that goes out, everything you send out, know where it's going. If you don't, ask questions and report what you see, because that missing data could be something we need, that name, that email, that phone number that it might put the puzzle piece together for us. So report what you see on our website.
He is Jason Mazza. He's the Senior Director of Communications and Member Relations with the Better Business Bureau, serving the heart of Texas, including Tarrant County and Fort Worth. Jason, I always appreciate the visit. We're going to talk to you again before the end of the year. Can we do that?
I love it. Every time I get the chance to help.
Excellent. Thanks, Jason. And joining us now is the good Reverend Donald Parrish. He's the Executive Director of A Steady Hand Foundation. And you guys are always doing great things in the Oak Cliff, South Dallas area. Don, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Chris. How you doing, man? Glad to be back with you.
Always good to talk to you, especially because you do so much for kids, especially young guys. But in particular, I love the way you speak their language. When I say speak their language, you've got the pulse of where their minds are at, the things they want to do, how they can stay out of trouble and have something to look forward to in their lives, and not just in their lives to do stuff, but do stuff where they might actually be profitable, make some money, or be able to manage their money and have a career. Am I wrong about that?
Well, listen, I appreciate the compliment. That is what I strive to do. So if we're successful, then all glory be to God for that. But that is exactly what we try to do.
You really do a fantastic job. We've been talking over the years about how, you know, it's one thing to provide space for the kids to do stuff and not be hanging out on the streets and stuff and not having anything to do or sitting around the house. You've always come up with ideas to get them involved, especially coming post-pandemic, where a lot of kids are isolated. You figure out ways for them to get together. Can you talk a little bit right off the bat? Because I want to dive deeper in something else here, but I want to hear about what you're doing for the girls flag football skills development,
man.
Because the camp is going on right now, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, man, the girls flag football. First, let me say this. I have a background in being a chaplain for local high school teams. I was a chaplain I'm a proud graduate of Carter High School.
Yes, sir.
The only high school in America with a full length movie and a 30 for 30 about it.
That's right.
So, and that was the generation right before me.
Shout out to Coach Freddie James.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach James is a phenomenal human being.
Mm-hmm.
And so, background being a high school football chaplain for about 8 years at Carter. And then I did about 3 years with my girl, Carlisa Dixon, who's no longer in DISD, but she was the girls head basketball coach at Lincoln. And mm-hmm. that was my first time ever diving into the world of athletics from that perspective, you know, from the bench perspective.
Sure.
On a woman. And I learned something very quickly, Chris, that I did not know. And if anybody who has a daughter, and now I have daughters who play sports and all that, but back then I didn't. Here's what I learned. Girls are just as, if not more competitive than
yes,
our boys.
Sir. Woo. Anybody that's seen like the Dallas Wings play, the WNBA,
man.
Or Sha'Carri Richardson get that
man.
Olympic gold. They can be fierce out there.
Man, and they're fierce in practice. They're fierce in the hallways. Like you have to really turn it down because they have a level of competitiveness that people often don't see. And so that's why I tell people, if you actually sit and watch a WNBA game, you're watching physical basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It is very physical all the time. And so our girls flag football skills development, man, just kind of came out of, again, we do a lot of stuff with boys. We're starting to do more stuff with our young girls and even our young adult population. And I'm just looking around saying, what is missing? What is missing from the deep inner city of Dallas that our kids are not taking advantage of? And so I started this process about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And finally found a location, you know, built partnerships. And so now we have, we do kind of a 2-in-1 activity on Saturday mornings right there at X Line Rec Center in the heart of South Dallas. Mm-hmm. On the field right behind X Line. We're there every morning at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. You'll see my big old RV. I call it Big Baby. So you see Big Baby posted
Big Baby.
Up. Yeah, Big Baby. I love Big Baby, man. Mm-hmm. And while that's going on, another initiative, and I'll just give me 5 seconds on this, Chris, and then we'll get back to sports and all the fun stuff. But another initiative that we've done, one of my really good friends challenged me because we have a pop-up farmers market concept that we're also working on because we're trying to bring health to the community.
Yes.
So while the flag football is going on, you can come out and get some fresh produce as well.
No. Don't spend just 1 minute. Explain this because this is so important. This is, again, we're trying to help the girls and the kids, but this is also helping them with their nutrition.
Absolutely. And so the whole concept is this. We can't, as a people, we can't get healthy until we're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
In every way, financially, spiritually, mentally, and physically. And oftentimes what follows any metric of poverty is all these health disparities.
Right.
My concept and my theory is kids eat hot Cheetos because they have not learned to love carrots.
Correct.
Right.
Or they don't have access to the carrots and the Cheetos and at the food marts.
Absolutely. So you may grow up eating Velveeta and not to know what to do with a block of cheddar cheese.
Correct.
And when the truth of the matter is, any cheese that you can have on the shelf for months at a time, right, and then warm it up, put on your nachos, probably is not the healthiest version of cheese that you need for your body. And so we do this in such a way. And then I have another really good friend of mine, Shawana Carter with Carter's House. She's been coming and donating clothes. So, man, so basically people can walk up for a donation, get clothes, get healthy food, you know, all these things, man. And it's part of a larger movement that we are happy to be a part of that we're calling TFWI, Texas Family Wellbeing Initiative. And so it's just my whole concept, honestly, Chris, is what can we do to help people? What needs to happen to help people? And my lane right now, I guess I'm still a young man, a youngish man.
Yes,
I feel very middle aged.
Even though they call you Unc.
That's right. Oh, absolutely. Unc in school. I got all this gray hair in my beard now. Oh, yeah. But it's changing the mindset and the mentality. So the young ladies we got coming out now, none of them have ever played flag football. But they are there 8 o'clock every Saturday morning, ready to work.
You know, I love this entire concept because it's another way of bringing community together. It may be the carrot on the stick, may be the flag football for the girls, but it's another reason for people to get together and have a purpose. And they learn different things, like you said, outside of just the competitiveness of the sport. And this is for girls of all ages, right? From elementary school
on? Absolutely. Absolutely. I had a 7-year-old show up one week, and I told her mom, I said, don't stop her from coming back out.
That's right.
Let her come. Mm-hmm. And initially I thought we would start off doing leagues, but I'm glad that I backed off and made it just skill development. I'm thinking by the fall, we may turn into a full fledged league, but right now,
take your time.
Yeah. Right.
Let them understand what they're doing.
Correct. And we are teaching principles. We actually went over zone defenses last week. And so they learned cover two man, the basic concepts of zone drops and all that. I said, y'all are going to be killer on Madden and talking to your boyfriends and to your dad and to your uncles doing football now, because y'all going to be able to talk about the game on a different level.
Exactly. Exactly. So, getting that knowledge.
Yeah, but they are so they give me energy because they are willing to learn. And it's a different vibe when you're working. I've coached Pee Wee football team, you know, for boys for years. And it's a different vibe when it's girls. It's a different vibe. Mm-hmm. The way you coach, you coach just as hard. You just have to coach a little differently because it's a lot of esteem being built up. And unfortunately, in a deep inner city, a lot of our young ladies don't have positive interactions with authoritative men.
Mm-hmm.
So you become a father to them. You
right.
become look
Coaches
at Geno
Auriemma yep.
and the relationship that his players still have with him, even if they left UConn. Mm-hmm. Even those who came from fathers, they view him, they speak about him in such fatherly terms. right?
Exactly.
And I think that's just a natural thing that happens when an older man takes the right kind of positive energy and attention towards a young lady, and, you know, to help her accomplish her goals.
Exactly. So. And it's like filling in a role, because a lot of kids were raised by single by mothers, a single family household.
Correct.
So, yeah, I like the way, like I said, I like the concept. I'm glad you conceived of this. And this this Girls Flag Football Skill Development Camp runs all the way through July 26th, correct?
Correct. All the way through the last Saturday in July. And then we'll take a quick break. We'll let school start back, mm-hmm. and then we'll get right back at it.
Exactly, because it's all about having them something that they can look forward to and a purpose, and also something to do beyond just the flag football itself with the...
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the nutritious, healthy food truck there and all kinds of other ideas that people might have, like you said, with the clothes and the whole nine yards. I love the way you think. You've been doing this for a while now, Don, and I can't say this enough. Again, we're talking with Reverend Donald Parrish. He's the executive director of a Standy Hand Foundation. That's not the only thing I'm impressed with. I mean, it's one thing you're doing this part with young girls, but the other part I've always been impressed with is you're always in tune with what's going on. Like you were talking about gaming a couple of years ago, and you're mm-hmm. doing stuff with gaming.
Mm-hmm.
I like this new concept of Edutainment University.
Please
explain to everybody about Edutainment e-gaming summer camp.
So this is my baby. This is actually the fourth year.
Look out.
And I've called it different things, and I finally have rested on the name Edutainment University. So if you look at our video from last year, we were calling it the playbook because we were pretty much focusing on Madden. And so I wanted to have, something around, football. But now we have expanded beyond just Madden. Before that, we called it the Front Office Club. And I actually bought websites and was trademarking that and all that kind of stuff. But now I'm settled on Edutainment University because we're also bringing in civics as well. So the concept is simply this. Chris, I have about 14 or 15 PS5 and Xbox Series X's. Okay, so this is a game, like we're gonna have fun playing games. But while we're playing the game, there's some educational things that are baked into the game, or that we can extrapolate from the game, right? So we're still competing, but we're learning financial skills. We're learning how to forecast. We're learning how to. I even had them last year. They had to, the team owners, once we identified the team owners, they had to interview and make hires of their peers.
Look out. So you're talking about sports management too?
Oh, absolutely. Sports management, marketing, et cetera. And now that we're adding a more civics-based game, so they're going to be doing both. They're going to be learning sports management as well as learning civics, how to run a city. What does it mean to be a mayor? What does it mean to be a city manager? What does it mean? Yes. Property tax. If we raise a property tax on low-density real estate, how does that change the market? And all of this, it's in games.
You know, it's so wild about this, Donald. You are so on point. And for anybody that's way old school, we're talking about older than Unc. We're talking about people who used to play Monopoly. It's the concept, but it's the next level because it's the 21st century and there's more things you can learn about it. But you get people in on it and understanding, just like the simple game of Monopoly, you find out things about how a city's run or civics.
Correct. We call it Edutainment University because I have two games locked and loaded in my back pocket right now, but I probably have five that we can roll out, and I'm starting to swim upstream a little bit to do more tablet based games for our elementary kids who maybe can't handle maybe all of the math and the writing that we do on the higher levels, but they can still grab the concept of supply and demand and basic business principles. Because it's one thing to tell a kid you need to save money. It's another thing to show them, if you save money, this is what happens.
Yes.
It's one thing to watch sports and say, man, the Giants never should have traded Saquon. They never should let Saquon walk.
Right.
It's another thing to see that play out and all of the residuals, the lack of jersey sales, the fans being disappointed.
The blowback.
On top of your rival winning the championship and their bottom line goes up because, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, sports is a business. It is a business. And they do a very good job of marketing it based on the geographic location. But these are privately owned enterprises, except the Green Bay Packers. So they're privately owned enterprises.
Exactly.
These are mom and pop. The Lakers just sold for $10 billion. And you mean to tell me out of that $10 billion, that's not a piece of that in there for us?
By the way, there is a small and a roundabout way. The guy that just bought the Lakers, his business partner with the Dodgers is Magic Johnson.
Absolutely.
And Magic Johnson also got his fingerprints on the Washington Commanders.
Correct.
Magic's been a businessman. As you know, I'm just preaching to the choir. You already know these things. The listeners might know.
I'm glad you're bringing that point out.
Yeah, Magic Johnson, when he was playing, he started investing in like Starbucks and Magic Johnson movie theaters and things like that.
Absolutely. And so using games is able to help our kids learn how to take risk, how to take calculator risk, make a mistake, and see what it's like to bounce back from
that. Right.
Because that's real life.
It is.
Everything is a risk.
Everything.
And you have to be able to manage and mitigate your expectations, right? And so if I take this job, yes, I'm making X amount of dollars, but how long is it going to take me to get to work?
Exactly.
And get home every day.
Exactly. Is it worth it?
Is it worth it? And so we're trying to teach
your time is money too. Your time is money.
Absolutely. And so again, I'm thrilled. I'm so excited. We're actually hosting the camp at my church. I wanted to move it right into the heart of South Dallas to make it accessible. But it's open to any kid, and the flyers and stuff on our social media page. Just find us A Steady Hand on Facebook, Be A Steady Hand on Instagram and X, and just hit the QR code. There is a charge. Chris, we're only charging $25 a week.
That's nothing.
And it's 5 weeks in July. And so, but I'm telling families, hey, if you pay $100 up front, then last week will be free. And just so come on out. It's 12 to 3 every day, middle school and high school, boys and girls. If you can't cover the $25 a week or the $100 for the month, just when you fill it out and it asks for money, just leave that part blank or just put scholarship, and then we'll have a conversation when you come and drop off your kid. But we're not going to turn the kid away.
Exactly, because it's a steady hand. And for those who don't know the details on the Edutainment University,
yes, sir.
Edutainment University, a four-week summer camp that uses e-gaming to teach real-life world situation skills for students to explore, and it includes entrepreneurial skills, financial literacy, civics, city management, human resources, sports management, other key career-oriented lessons. The campus build teamwork, leadership, and critical thinking in a fun and engaging environment. And again, you can't get no better than that. And it's all about, guess what? You learn some of these skill sets while you're having fun. It's going to lead to a better life for you and those around you. It's just that simple. It's a purpose-driven life, and it gives kids hope, especially in areas where they feel like there is no hope. Am I right?
Correct. And the E for me is not, people don't say e-gaming, it's like electronic gaming. That's not, the E for me is educational.
There you go.
So educational gaming, but we're taking taking games that the kids are very familiar with, games that they cannot wait to play anyway, that they're sitting at home playing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to help wrinkle their brain a little bit more.
Exactly. You're starting with something they're comfortable with and say, guess what? We can add this to it. And maybe you didn't know about that. Or guess what? Have you ever thought about owning your own team as opposed to just playing for a team?
Absolutely. And so again, it's, hopefully the end result of this is for those who want to get into sports management, they can take this and even put this in a portfolio, and they can submit this as part of a scholarship application, or maybe even enter into a school to say, hey, and even into a business school, don't even have to be sports, right? And just say, hey, you know, this is what I've done. This is how I took this franchise that was worth X amount. And then at the end of our cycle, because we try to get through at least 10 seasons. So at the end of our cycle, you know, we were the 28th ranked team. And then we were number one because we made this decision. We made that decision. Last year, Chris, I never forget, we were at UNT Dallas working with the Upper Bound program. And we had about 55 students. 40 of those were girls.
Wow.
And so I walk in and I'm like, okay, how is this going to work? Do you not know at the end of camp, our girls were the ones kicking all the boys' butts?
Wow.
It was amazing. Their business acumen and their business savvy, it grabbed
off the charts,
them, and they got it.
It's off the charts because, like, they can grab it quickly. It's like, okay, they can understand concepts really, really quick.
They got it. Mm-hmm. They got it real quick. And you can see that testimonial video. It's on our YouTube channel. So yeah, just find a steady hand. You'll see our black and white logo with our hand, and then scroll down on our About a Steady Hand playlist. You'll see the playbook summer camp from 2024. And those were the kids in their own words, and they're saying what they learned and how much they enjoyed it. And so again, this is year number four, and now we're Edutainment University because we're adding more games other than just the one game Madden. We're adding more games to our offering, and yeah, we're just looking to completely expand this thing. And Chris, you and I, we talked about this 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago.
Yes.
Now we're pressing play, so to speak. We're moving and grooving.
It's taking off. Can you talk again about the ages of the kids? Is it middle school, high school?
Yes, sir. Middle school and high school, because of the math that's involved and because of the speaking. So parents, they're gonna, even your gamer child who you say is bashful, doesn't like to talk to people, all the kind of I promise you, in this camp experience, they're going to get out of that because they're going to have to present what their plan is for their team. They're going to have to be able to negotiate trades.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to talk to their peers and say, hey, I want this player. What can I offer you for this player? You know what I'm saying? And so it's that level of coming out of the shell that I saw. Man, I saw a group of girls. Matter of fact, I'm so proud to. I'm always breaking news with you, Chris. And this is not necessarily breaking news in that sense, but it is for me. One of the graduates of our Edutainment University is coming back to work the camp. We have a young lady, Amari. She was part of the winning team last year. Mm-hmm. I just officially hired her yesterday to come and work the camp. And so I'm just That's so what it's I love about. A full circle moment like that, right?
Exactly. She's paying it forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so we're able to be a blessing her before she goes off to college. And hopefully the kids can see in her, you know, they can see themselves in her, you know, and say, hey, man, she did it. She went through this.
Yeah, this is real.
This is real. This can really help me. So, yeah, I'm really excited. And then I'm hopeful because, you know, we're on the ground here in Dallas and in L.A. I'm hopeful to launch this in Los Angeles sometime. So if not before the end of the year, definitely next year. We want to be on the ground with our gaming because we're already doing college tours in L.A.
Oh, is that right? Because that's where a steady hand started, the college tours for the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. And so, yeah, so we've taken kids from Kendrick Lamar's neighborhood, from Watson, Compton, to USC. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've taken them to USC the past 2 years. And shout out to, I have some very key people, but I have to give a special shout out to my girl, Laura King, who is the one of the daughters of Rodney King. She started the Rodney King Foundation. She's one of my board members and has really been the impetus of us getting work done out there. And so we now have this partnership with USC where we're bringing kids there every February.
That's fantastic.
So we love it. We are a little bit of breaking news. We are putting together some stuff to do during NBA All-Star Weekend, which will be in LA this year. So okay. I'll let you know, Chris, especially if you're going to be in town, man, I want you to swing by and see what we're doing.
Most definitely.
Yeah. But we're really excited about that, man. And again, thank you so much for letting me talk about that. I'm a mad scientist. I'm always in the lab working on something, but it's great to kind of come up for air and talk about it a little bit, man. I appreciate it.
Most definitely. Anytime. And again, he is the Reverend Donald Parrish, the executive director of A Steady Hand Foundation. And we're so proud of the things you've been doing over the years with the kids, especially the kids in South Dallas, and the way you think big. Is there anything else that you want to mention before we get out of here?
I'm so happy to announce that the DPD bike patrol, the guy who's in charge of the bike patrol for DPD, gave me his word that they're going to be out there with us this year. So not only are we going to have community, but we're going to have police officers out there with us, because we've got to continue to bring down the tension between the inner city and police officers, because we all want the same thing, right? And we all want to be safe, and we want our kids to be safe. And so I'm really excited for all the stuff that we get a chance to do. And thank you for letting me cram it all in. Find us on social media. Reach out to us. I will give you, and our videos do a really good job of explaining who we are and what it is that we try to do. I will definitely give you all the rundown if anybody out there is interested. So Donald@beasteadyhand.org is my email. Donald@beasteadyhand.org. And again, social media handles on Facebook, A Steady Hand. Our website is beasteadyhand.org. And on Instagram, we are beasteadyhand. But anywhere you see that black hand with white writing on it, that's us. And so don't hesitate to reach out. And if you want to volunteer, you want to donate, if you just want to come to an event and see what we do, we would love to have you. We would really love to have you. So.
And I'm glad we had you today. Thanks, Don. And thank you all for joining us on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.